We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Final section of today's show is going to be a film room, and we're going to talk about 2026 quarterbacks Brady Hart of Cocoa High School in Florida and Noah Grubbs from Lake Mary High School in Florida. Two very talented football players, two guys that have very unique rankings profiles, because you're going to see two guys that some recruiting services think are very good and other recruiting services think are just good. And I don't quite understand what the difference is, but you know, that welcome to the recruiting world of today, guys. You've got some people that have some very interesting takes on players. And then you have some other people that I think kind of get it right. And everybody has a little bit of a difference of opinion on some of these guys. So let's just talk about these two players. I'm going to begin with Noah Grubbs. Let me just make sure I actually have Noah's film up first. Yeah, I have Noah's film up first. So we'll get to him first.
Football season may be over, but the action on the floor is heating up. Whether it's tournament season or the fight for playoff home court, there's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into some serious cash. Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. We are the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. It's just you against the numbers. Instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and sharks, you pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You heard it. 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. It is so easy to use. All you have to do is download the app in the App Store or Google Play Store, sign up, add some funds, and you're in. Then you just find your favorite player and decide more or less on the suggested stat. It really is that easy. The night I joined, I picked Hannah Hidalgo to have more than 14 points, Maddie Westbeld to have less than 10 rebounds, and Marcus Burton to have more than 18 points. And guess what? I hit on all three. Bing, bang, boom, baby. Money in my pocket. It was just that easy. Download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more. Pick less. It's that easy.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Noah Grubbs is a big kid. He's listed at 6'4", anywhere between 190 to 205 pounds. Great frame, which you guys will see on film. Big-armed kid. Two-year starter in high school. As a freshman, he passed for 17 touchdowns and six picks. Had 1,593 total yards in 11 games. As a sophomore this past year at Lake Mary, he passed for 3,670 yards. Saw his completion percentage go up over seven percentage points. Averaged 305.8 yards per game. Had 49 touchdowns and 10 interceptions last season. And had a game, if I have to go look at the game by game, but he had a game where I think he threw something like seven or eight touchdowns last year. Yeah, it threw eight touchdowns last year in a win over Dr. Phillips. 76-60 win over Dr. Phillips. Had another game with five, another game with six. So he had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 games last year out of 13 where he had three or more touchdowns. And he had 3, 4, 5, 6 games with five or more touchdowns last season as a sophomore. That's passing touchdowns. He's not much of a runner. I think he's actually on the minus for his career, I believe. Yes. No, he's plus three for his career in rushing yards. And he had four rushing touchdowns last year, all short, near the goal line type situations. And as you'll see on film, he's got good pocket mobility. He's got good foot quickness in the pocket, but he doesn't bring a whole lot of value as a runner. From a ranking standpoint, Noah Grubbs is lowest ranked by On3, who has him ranked number 219. I have no clue what they look at quarterback evaluations, but this is a common theme every year. ESPN has him at number 195. 247 Sports has him at number 165. Rivals has him at number 44. I tend to, my grade for him is closer to Rivals. He's a borderline top 50 kid. He's not quite top 50 for me yet, but he's borderline top 50 for me. Definitely has a 4.5-star upside grade already. We'll see how he goes as a junior and a senior. Kid has an impressive offer list. You look at, obviously, Michigan has offered him. He's been offered by Texas A&M, Arkansas, Auburn, Duke. Florida, Miami, Ole Miss, Nebraska, North Carolina, Ohio State, Oklahoma, Penn State, Pitt, Syracuse, Texas A&M, Virginia Tech, West Virginia, and UCF have all offered Noah Grubbs a scholarship. So we'll get into Noah's film first, and then we'll talk a little bit about Brady Hart, and I'm going to talk about what I like about these players and some areas where they have to improve upon. And then at the end, I'm going to kind of wrap it up with what I want to see with quarterback recruiting in the 2025 class. So let's bring up some film, and we're going to begin by breaking down Mr. Noah Grubbs. And the first thing that you guys are going to see when we start watching this film is this is a kid with a very big frame, and he's going to be, to me, minimum 215, 200, 225 pounds when it's all said and done. Let's make this a little bigger so you can see more. A couple things I like about him that you'll also notice about him, a big kid, but this is also a kid that has a really strong arm. Ball comes out of his hand with a lot of velocity. He's not really a big windup kid. He gets a lot of torque. Watch the power. This isn't like a slow delivery. This isn't one where he's like really like winding up, but watch the torque that he generates with that arm speed that he has, and the ball just flies out of his hand. Gets a lot of zip here. That's about a 25-yard throw from where he threw it and gets it on there in a hurry. and he has a very, very strong arm. You'll see here as well, throws off his back foot. That is a corner route off of his back foot that he throws for a touchdown. Now, that's one of those ones that I would say don't ever do that again, because this throw ends up being a touchdown in high school. That's an interception again in college, right? So those are things that you learn as a quarterback to do and not to do. But what I like is, again, is the arm strength. This is a basically a far hash throw into the corner that he gets over there while fading away and falling back and about to be hit. So you're going to see the arm strength. This kid has a very powerful arm. He has throws on here. There's a throw from his sophomore year. I don't remember if he has any as a junior, that travels over 50 yards in the air. This is a zip. Like, look at this. Again, what you have to – this play is important. This is going to help you understand a little something. So you'll see guys that can throw with a lot of zip, but they have to wind up. It's like pitchers. You know, you can have two pitchers that throw 95. One guy throws 95 effortlessly. The other guy throws 95 with full force. He's got to get everything into it. I want the effortless guy. That's more repeatable, less wear and tear. And also the effortless guy gets it faster. So when you watch this kid's arm speed, what you're going to see is he does not have to wind up and really get a lot into it, but he gets a lot of power in that arm. Watch how much he does a great job of driving through with his hips. You can see the arm. I mean, it comes with power like he's throwing a punch. And that explains why he gets so much zip on the football. And you see this ball just flies into this guy. I mean, he makes this look easy. So it looks like he's kind of putting full effort into it, but he's really not. He just has that natural, powerful arm. And you can see it here as well. The ball just jumps out of this kid's hand. Light on his feet. There's some things I want to see. They're a little bit too hoppy at the top of that. I don't want to see that much hop, but it's okay. You see a nice gather, gets the ball out, makes a good read, throws accurately. You watch film, he'll have some misses that you don't want to see a quarterback miss on film. There's some footwork things he needs to improve, but it's all coach. We actually had pretty good ball placement, actually. It's just consistency is the key. Here again, nice, easy flow, reads the defense, gets the ball out over top. Again, shows off his arm talent. Kid has a big time arm. Like one of the best, just pure arm strength. He has some of the best arm strength and some of the best arm talent in the room. He also is a kid that can throw off platform. This is an example. This isn't so much changing arm angles, which he does. It's throwing off platform. It's not there. He's getting pressured. He just goes and makes a play. And that's where that arm strength and that arm talent comes into play. As you'll see in these clips, he does show me good pocket mobility, even though he's not much of a runner. This is another throw that's just a great throw. This is from about the 47-yard line, middle of the field. Guy catches it about the 2. That's a 45-yard throw, 3-step drop, drops it right over the outside shoulder. Guy makes a good play on it. He drifts a little bit. The receiver does. That's why it doesn't quite go outside. This is another really good throw. This is a corner route he throws from about the 38-yard, foot's on the 38-yard line. Guy catches it, I believe, inside the 10. This is a corner route that he throws off of his back foot, catches it inside the 5. This is a 30-plus yard throw on a corner route off his back foot fading away. Now, I would want to work on that a little bit. I'd want to get a little bit more drive off that back foot and snap it just a little bit more. Like you can see, he doesn't really snap the arm a little bit. Again, it's a sophomore. But the fact that he can do those things that I would correct and still get the ball out there is impressive. And it shows you the young man's arm strength on this particular play. Again, nice rhythm in the pocket, doesn't have heavy feet. Like a lot of guys that aren't runners or aren't superly mobile have really heavy feet in the pocket. Noah does not have heavy feet, right? It's not super, super quick, but he stays light on his feet. He's always moving. He's always in position to throw. You can see him working through his progressions, and he gets the ball off. This is Noah Grubbs, by the way, for those who are asking about that. And then, of course, you see the arm strength to be able to fit balls into tight spots. So I really, again, far hash throw. And high school hashes are further away. So this is a far hash throw on an out cut that he gets out on deep out cut to the sideline. That's a big time throw. That's a really big time throw. And something that you really like. And you're going to see something similar from Brady Hart's film, where Brady's not really a runner either, but Brady has the athleticism to be a runner. This is one of those ones where he aims a little bit. You can see watch his arm speed change. And this is something that I want to work with him. And he's got a good quarterback's coach in high school, that he works with that I'm sure will work on this. But like, this is what I don't like to see from quarterbacks on deep balls, where they slow the arm down. See that? He slows his arm down. He tries to float and aim it. What happens? Ball's underthrown a little bit. Now, this is a completion away from the this is a completion in high school. But I don't know that this is a completion against good teams at the next level. And so to me, you want to say, hey, listen, it's one thing to if you want to get the ball over top, what changes is not your arm speed. It's you dip your back shoulder a little bit and you get a little, maybe, or a little bit more dip on your back foot. And then that's going to change. And then your release point is a little sooner. And that sooner release point gets the ball to go up and down. CJ Carr is great at this. You don't slow your arm speed down. So I'd want to still see snap that thing off, and that ball is going to get over top and lead that guy right into the end zone. So again, there's plenty of areas where this young man can get better. And that's an encouraging thing because, hey, folks, guess what? Noah Grubbs doesn't have it all figured out by his sophomore year of high school. Big shocker, right? But the talent is enormous. This is not an easy throw either. He throws this ball from the 38-yard line, can't really set his feet because there's pressure coming, and he hits this wheel route in the cover two hole around the 5-yard line. That's an impressive throw. Very impressive throw. Again, lots of arm talent with this young man. Lots of arm talent. This is a really nice throw up the seam. Quick drop, gets to that pack drop, drives off his back foot. There's some technical things he'll work off here. But I think what I think happens here is I don't think he anticipates throwing the ball this quickly. I think the read dictated it, and he's like, I got to get that ball out there. And he drives it. I also like the ball placement here because if he leads this guy, the cornerback drives on. He's got to put that ball right on the seam and right on the numbers to prevent that corner because they're trying to play cover three here, which means that corner is responsible for driving on the seam. Well, he can't do that here because the ball gets there so quickly and ends up being a touchdown. So, again, really, really impressive arm talent. The consistency is going to be the key for Noah. Here's another one like we saw similar. You know, consistency from a footwork standpoint, consistency from a, you know, just a what you want to do with your release point consistency. Not that it's always the same because it's not going to be the same depending on the throw you're making, but just when you want to throw it a certain way, have some consistency. Nice touch here, gets the ball over top, shows some nice touch. You know, again, you don't want a guy that's just power, power, power all the time. You've got to understand that there's got to be a little bit of touch involved as well. And Noah does a good job getting the ball over top, showing good touch. I mean, the one thing you know is if wherever this kid goes, whoever gets Noah Grubbs is going to have a quarterback that's good at throwing the deep ball. There's no doubt about that. That's the one thing we do know. Can he do the little things? Can he read the RPO game? Those are things I still have questions about. But I think he's a smart kid. He processes really well for a young player. I think he's coached well. He's got a lot of arm talent. He's just got to get a little bit more, I'd like to see him a little bit more mobile. As you know, just being able to kind of do a little bit more with his legs and then just clean up some of those other things. But the foundation he's building on is outstanding. Really, really outstanding. So you guys can see the things that I like about Noah Grubbs. You see the arm talent. He changes velocity. He can change his arm angle. He's got nice mobile footwork. You can see him make quick reads, quick processing, understands ball placement. Got to be more consistent. He's got to continue to develop as a young player and just keep building. I mean, that's the thing is that the tools are there. The tools are there. Like, look at this. This is a 3x2 alignment. This is empty. He reads the play to the boundary, sees that it's not there, immediately comes backside, finds that seam, and bangs that sucker in the window between the two safeties. That's not just having arm talent. That's also you got to make some decisions and throw with timing. You got to know where the defense is, where your receivers are, and get the ball where it needs to get to. Nice quick throw there. Some really good stuff. Really good stuff there from Noah Grubbs. You guys can see why I like this kid, right? Strong arm, big body, nice touch, nice feel. Does a lot of things really well, and he's just scratching the surface of what he's going to be. Again, you're talking about a kid still has 2 more years of high school football left. So he's going to get bigger. He's going to get stronger. There's a lot to work with there. I would say he's a little bit closer to being a finished product physically than Brady Hart, but both of them still have a lot of room to work. But I love the kid's deep ball. That's the thing you're seeing a lot of. Here's the thing. You guys are seeing a lot of these. We're only halfway through the film. We're not going to watch all the film, but we're halfway through the film here of this kid. And There's a lot of big time throws. A lot of big time throws. Yeah, Nathan, he's got a pretty fast release. It's a tad long, but that's going to be the case with a 6'4 kid. Brady Hart's got a little bit one too. The length I don't mind, but it's got to be fast, and his is fast. This is a great ball. He throws this from the 44-yard line. It is a near hash throw. His back foot's on the 44. The receiver catches it in the end zone. He's got a guy coming off the edge, not unblocked, but kind of close to unblocked. He knows he's coming. He's got a D tackle coming up the middle. Is that a lot? Blitz? That's a blitzing linebacker coming up the middle. Clearly beats his guard. He knows he's going to have a chance to get hit, but he lets the ball loose, throws it off his back foot, flicks it on the air, over the top, right to his receiver for a touchdown. That is a big time throw. One of the best throws he's got on film. This is another phenomenal throw. This is that combination of speed and touch, or power and touch that you need. The ball's got to get up if it's going to have a chance, but it also can't float. And this is what I like. A lot of guys think getting it up in the air means you can't put velocity on it, and I don't agree with that. And this is a really nice job here. That's a really good throw, but he doesn't float it. Gets it up, but it gets up and gets down. It's like that throw CJ Carr made in the spring game. You know, it's got to get some touch on it because it's got to get over top of certain guys, but you also can't float it. That looks like an RPO throw right there. You don't see a ton of these on the highlight film, but you see that one right there. So that's where his release will help him a little bit. But he is a quick decision maker. And that's something that I do like from this young man. But the power, I mean, it all comes down to the power. The kid's got a lot of arm talent. And you can see he plays with a little bit of swagger too. But I really like this kid. We'll watch a couple more throws, and then I'm going to move on from Noah Grubbs to Brady Hart. There's a couple. If you haven't seen his freshman film, go back and watch his freshman film too, because there's some really good throws on that too. You can see he's younger and he's skinnier and his arm's not quite as strong. But when you talk about this kid's a freshman, he's probably 14 years old. You're like, holy moly, this kid's got some ability. That's a good throw where he's throwing it to a spot. Receiver's clearly not there yet. Lets him run right underneath it and get a touchdown. So that's a really big time throw there as well. Last couple, and then we'll move on. It's an RPO for a touchdown. Really good throw there. So a lot of talent here from Mr. Noah Grubbs. You can see why Notre Dame likes him as much as they do. So that's Noah Grubbs.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's get into some conversation about Mr. Brady Hart here. Also, a 2026 quarterback from Cocoa High School in Florida. One of the questions I get asked a lot is, okay, who has the better talent around him? Well, and the answer is Brady Hart. I mean, he's got Javon Boggs. He's got better players around him. But people will try to use these things to determine who you like more. I'm like, don't do that, because I'll tell you, yes, Brady Hart has better players around him. There's no doubt. But Brady Hart also, I believe, plays against tougher competition. So it kind of balances itself out. They're both really, really good players. You don't need to look for things like that to try to find, you know, answers for who you like better or worse. So let's talk a little bit about Brady Hart. Brady Hart, also from Florida, also has a very strange recruiting ranking. On3 has him ranked number 205. 247 Sports ranks him number 144. ESPN ranks him number 120. Rivals ranks him number 49. Once again, with Brady Hart, I tend to agree more with the Rivals ranking for him. I think that's more in line with what I believe his talent level and potential and production to be. Also has a very impressive offer list. He's got offers from Penn State. He's got offers from Arkansas, Miami, Iowa State, Michigan, Ole Miss, North Carolina, Pitt, Purdue, Texas A&M, and he also has an offer from Virginia Tech. So that's his offer list. Not quite as good as Noah Grubbs, at least from a what's reported standpoint. He also has an offer from Florida, excuse me. But very similar offer list. Talent, again, you want to look at his high school statistics. He is another kid that had excellent high school statistics during his career at Coco. Brady, this past year, this is his first year as a starter. So that's the one thing that's different between him and Noah. This was Brady's first year as a starter. You look at his numbers, he completed 65.9% of his passes this year, played in 15 games, threw for 3,759 yards, averaged 250.6 yards per game, averaged 41 or threw for 41 touchdowns, and also had 11 interceptions this past season. Only rushed for 2 yards this past season, according to the statistics, and does not have any listed touchdowns here, but I thought I remembered him running in a touchdown or two in 2023. I'd have to go back and look at that, but I'll have to look at that. But he's a kid that we had him on our show as Ryan Roberts and Sean Davis interviewed him, and they talked about how his head coach would not let him run. He's actually a pretty good athlete, and I think there's some ability for him to become a runner. The guy that I compare him to is Trevor Lawrence. I'm not saying he's as good as Trevor Lawrence. I'm talking about in this one area where, if you remember, Trevor Lawrence as a freshman in high school, college, did not run a bunch. Ran a little bit more as a sophomore. It wasn't until his junior year that you really started to see the full potential of what Trevor Lawrence could do as a runner. And I think Brady has a little bit of that. But the reality is neither of these guys are dual threat quarterbacks. Brady has more ability to do damage with his legs. There's no doubt about that. But he's not Riley Leonard. You know what I mean? He's not Tyler Buchner as a runner. He's a drop back quarterback that's athletic enough to hurt you with his legs in ways that I don't know that Noah Grubbs can. So that's a little bit of the profile of Brady Hart. Obviously, one of his teammates you're going to see catching a lot of the balls we're going to watch here in the film room is Javon Boggs, who's a top target for Notre Dame in the 2025 class. So let's dive into the film, and this is going to be sophomore film of Brady Hart. The other thing you're going to see, he's skinnier than Noah Grubbs, but also a kid that has, in my opinion, a very good frame. He's listed anywhere from 6'4 to 6'5, about 185 to 190 pounds, a lot skinnier than Noah Grubbs. But what you're going to see is even though he's skinnier, he still has a pretty strong arm. I think Brady is one of those kids. His dad played baseball in college, played actually in the NFL a little bit. He's a kid that I think is going to fill out a lot. And when he fills out, his arm's going to get a lot stronger. But he's got a really good feel for the game. You just look at this play right here. This is a very accurate throw, play action pass, boot to the right, sees the guy come open, accurately gets the ball outside. Really good throw. Doesn't quite come out of his hand with the same RPMs as what Noah Grubbs, but guys, there's not a huge difference. There's a lot of arm talent there as well. He's a guy that also has a longer release. I don't think Brady Hart's arm speed is as good as Noah Grubbs' arm speed. And I think that's something that Brady could maybe work on a little bit, but you just don't see that same explosiveness coming through the zone, which is going to explain why his ball doesn't quite get as much juice on it. But again, we're talking about a sophomore in high school. By the time this kid's a senior, you're going to see a lot more zip on the football, and he's going to have a lot more power. There's not going to be any throws that Brady Hart can't make by the time he's a senior in high school, much less by the time he gets to college. He's a smart kid, quick decision maker, you know, a young man that throws a very catchable football. He's an accurate throw. There's more consistency to his game, in my opinion, really good feel. But it's just one of those things where I like his physical tools a lot. I don't know that I would say I think he has elite physical tools yet. He could get there. But sometimes you just watch a kid and you're like, I just love his feel for the game. And that's one of the things that I really like about Brady Hart. When you watch, I'm thinking which playoff game. It was a playoff game he played in where he actually didn't play that well. His numbers weren't great. That's a throw to Javon Boggs. But he made plays when he needed to. And that's something you learn about a quarterback. It's like, okay, can you make money plays when you're not at your best? This is against St. Thomas Aquinas. So just put in the context of the kind of team he's playing against. This is obviously a team that's going to be loaded with talent. It's a good read, fits that slant right in between two guys. He's reading the flat defender, right? That's number 5. That's a linebacker. soon as that guy starts working out the flat, he sees it. He knows I can hit that slant, but he's got to keep his eyes on the inside linebacker 24. He's got to make sure that guy doesn't squeeze. He doesn't squeeze, gets the ball out quickly. Perfect placement on that ball allows Javon Boggs to catch and run, and then he gets into the end zone for a touchdown. Good feel for the game, good timing. And he's another kid that's willing to take a hit. This is against St. Thomas Aquinas as well. Takes the hit, still gets the ball out. It's a touchdown. So he's a tough kid. You know, you look at him, he's skinny. He's not the biggest guy in the world, but he's a tough kid. He there's no doubt about that. Good touch here, good timing, getting that ball in that little cover two hole. He's thinking there's going to be some safety help there on the slot fade. This is a slot fade concept that you're going to hear me talk a lot about. If you're on the premium board, you've already seen a full 30-minute breakdown of the slot fade concept. This is a throw that Mike Denbrock likes to run a lot, and a throw that Mike Denbrock likes to run in the red zone a lot. And you see Brady Hart making that throw right there. Good mobility. You see him find that guy down the field. It's a nice ball. That ball's got to get outside. That's one where he missed. You got to get that ball outside. It's one of those things you work on, right? So, like, what happens here is it's a quick throw. So he's rushing his footwork, and he steps too narrow. So if you look at that left step, it's inside of the receiver. So now he's got to fight across his body. But because he's trying to rush the throw out there, he makes it a little bit harder on himself. This is like that throw we talked about with Noah Grubbs. You make this throw now, it's a touchdown. You make this throw against Benjamin Morrison in college, that's going 100 yards the other way for a touchdown. That's the learning process for young quarterbacks. And they're all going to have that type of stuff on film. I've said this before. It's funny the things some kids think are highlight films that are not really highlights. And so I love this throw. This is another slot fade. This is pretty well defended by that slot defender, but he just puts the ball where only his guy has a chance. I believe this is actually also the state title game. It's either state semis or state title game. That's a big time throw there by Brady Hart. That's a quicker release there, but as you can see, again, doesn't have quite the same power. The ball gets where it needs to get to. It's on time, and it's a touchdown for Coco. This is a really talented kid as well. They're just different. They're different quarterbacks. I mean, that's the thing, is they're very different quarterbacks, but they're both excellent players. What I would say, one thing I like about Brady is, and this isn't relative to Noah Grubbs, this is what I like about Brady, he has a really nice feel for touch. He understands timing really well. He understands throwing guys open really well. For a young player, he's really advanced in that regard. But he can get some zip on it when he needs to. But as he gets older, his ability to power the football where it needs to go is going to improve. Here's a good run right here. You can see him. You can see the quickness here, quarterback draw, see the elusiveness, ability to make some guys miss. So you see what I'm saying? Like, you look at that, you don't think, oh, Riley Leonard part two. But you think, okay, that's a guy that can do something with his legs. You know, that's a guy that can do a little something if you need him to. This is where you see a little bit, just the ball just doesn't really power there, but it's still a good ball. Gets there with good zip. It's a good player. It's a good player. It's a lot of talent to work with. Good footwork. Kind of gets a little bit of a narrow gather step here. He's going to want to not do that and then step a little bit more. It's not bad. It's just one of those little things that you'll want to work on, because that tends to, when he gets that narrow step at the top, that tends to make his step a little bit more narrow, and it causes the ball to flow a little bit. Or if he steps, drives a little bit more off that, you're going to see the ball really fly out and get a little bit more zip on it, lead the guy, and hit right on that dime. Here's some elusive. Yeah, see, I thought he scored a touchdown. I'm pretty sure he scored there. And I thought I saw another play in the playoffs where he scored on the pylon. Now, here it is. Yeah. I thought that was a touchdown. I don't remember seeing a flag. So they didn't listen with any touchdowns rushing, but I thought he had a couple. As you can see here, throwing to the left, if you guys notice a pattern, throwing to the left, he tends to throw behind the receiver a lot. Watch here. Watch his step. So that left foot, not the plant leg, but the lead leg, right? It's too narrow. And so what it does is watch his follow through. He's fighting against the left side of his body. So because of where he steps, he's closed his hips off. And when you close your hips off that way, you're now forcing your upper body to fight against your lower body. And when you're a young quarterback, that's going to cause you to be a little bit off target. That's why he's throwing behind. This is an easy fix. And I would be willing to bet you $20 that the quarterback coach he works with this year has this fixed before his junior season even starts. All that requires is just a little bit more of an open step there. You want to get your back foot parallel to your target, because what he's doing is, this is what young guys do sometimes. He's stepping to where the receiver is when he starts his motion, not to where he wants to throw it. He's much better about that to the right, but to the left, it's a little bit less natural, and you see his footwork doesn't quite get him there, and that's what causes it. Very correctable. And again, we're talking about a sophomore. Very correctable thing that you can get fixed down the road. And that's something that I think he'll definitely get better at. Here's a little bit more of that mobility. See, again, you got some, like, he's not a dynamic runner. I think some people kind of present it like, oh, this guy's going to be a dynamic dual threat quarterback. I don't know that he's a dual threat quarterback. I think he's a guy that can hurt you with his legs. You know, a guy that can rush for, you know, 300-400 yards maybe on some scrambles and some read zones where he pulls and keeps it. But he's not a guy that's going to go out there and strike fear into the heart of the defense the way that a guy like Riley Leonard does, or a guy like, you know, Tyler Buchner did before his injuries and things like that. I love the ball placement on this throw. It's time. He knows exactly where that linebacker is, and he knows exactly where he's got to throw it away from. But watch the lead step. It's a little bit more open this time, so he's not fighting against that guy. A little bit more open, so he's not fighting against his hips as much as he was before. You see that? And so what happens? Better ball placement. Ball gets outside. And a very correctable thing. Very correctable. Really good feel for the game, as you can see. Good pocket presence there. Feels the rush. Steps into it. Gets the ball right to the middle of his chest. Doesn't let it hang. Keeps his eyes downfield, and then boom, there he goes. Gets it over top for a play. Again, ball's behind a little bit, right? Watch his feet. He's fighting his hips a little bit. A lot of talent to work with. See, he's got the ball out, which I don't like, but as soon as he starts to make a move, watch him put that ball in the middle and protect it. I like that. A lot to work with here. This is a quarterback's coach's dream, because there's a lot of tools. You know, he's just long and wiry, so there's a lot of moving parts that you kind of got to bring together. And when they do, boy, whew, he's going to be excellent. Again, you see the mobility. Not make it dynamic running plays, but good feel, good presence. He uses his legs to buy time and get some work done in the pass game. So, again, I like the tools. Good feel. It's a good throw. Snaps it off, sees it, knows where he's going, snaps it off, boom, right there. Touchdown, Coco. Actually, not a touchdown. Close to a touchdown. A lot of tools to work with. So as you guys can see, both of these young men have a lot of talent. They're different players. They have different strengths to some degree, different weaknesses. But at the end of the day, they both have a lot of talent. And I think what you're seeing here is why Notre Dame has the view that they have when it comes to recruiting quarterbacks in this class. And we'll talk about that here in a second. Let's get just a couple more throws here of Brady, and then we'll move on and finish this thing up. Good touch here. All right. So that, everybody, is Brady Hart and Noah Grubbs. So here's where I'm at, and then here's where Notre Dame is. I'm actually on the same exact page of Notre Dame. People ask me, who do you like better? Well, I like Noah Grubbs better right now. I would argue that I think if they both reach their full potential, that you could make a case that Brady Hart has a little bit higher ceiling, a lot of it having to do with his mobility, and he's a year behind from an experience standpoint of Noah Grubbs. I think Noah's always going to have the stronger arm. He's going to be a more powerful thrower. Brady's dual threat ability potential is what, again, he's not a pure dual threat guy, but he can be a guy that does more damage with his legs. His athletic, his running ability to me is a thing that I think ultimately could make him higher than Noah. Noah's got the higher floor, and he's got the better arm, just pure arm talent. But they're both very gifted players. So right now I would rank Noah ahead of Brady, and I'd give Brady the slight edge on upside as of right now. I think Brady's got a lot more room to get better. I'm curious to see if Noah changes my mind on that as juniors. But here's where we're at, guys. I would encourage all of you to have this view. Don't be Team Brady. Don't be Team Noah. Be happy. Be Team Notre Dame. If Notre Dame can get one of these two kids, they're going to have an excellent quarterback, top 50 caliber quarterback prospect in this class. They're going to have a big, tall kid that can do a lot of damage from the pocket. that can run Mike Denbrock's offense, that can get the ball down the field. They bring different strengths to the game, but they're both very talented players. And guys can have a big impact. Where Notre Dame is, I've done a lot of digging on this, and I've tried to ask probing questions to see if I'm, you know, okay, well, what about this? What about that? What about this? What about that? And all what I can basically read from it is they think both of these kids are great players. They think both of these kids are talented players. They think both of these kids are difference makers at the next level potentially. And they would take either one of them, be happy, thrilled with either one of them. That's where I'm at. I mean, look, you can prefer one guy or the other. For me, there's things I like about Noah more. There's things I like about Brady more. I rank Noah slightly higher now. You get either one of them, it's a big win. That's how I look at it. And I've had people, I'd be disappointed if they don't get Brady Hart. Well, okay, well, who they get, though? Well, if they get Noah Grubbs, well, that's just that's the wrong way to look at it. I'm not – if they don't get Noah Grubbs, I'm going to be disappointed. Well, what if they get Brady Hart? Don't be that way, right? These are both excellent players. These are both the excellent prospects, and that's kind of how I look at it. I think they're both heck of a players. I'm not quite sure why people prefer one guy or the other. I would love to have that conversation. That should be a fun conversation to have. We probably had it on the board at some point in time, but I'd love to hear from some of you guys in the chat, but also on the board, of what is it about one guy or the other that you prefer? I think that'd be a fun conversation, because I think you can make cases for both players of why you like it. But at the end of the day, Notre Dame would be happy with either one of these two guys. If they're able to land either one of them, that's a win. And that's where I'm at. I'm really not on team whoever on these two kids. I think they're both excellent prospects. I think they can both be great ringleaders. And if you get one of the two, this is the key. You've got to get them. I mean, it's not a given you're going to get either one of them right now. And I'm pretty confident in saying that right now, neither one of them have committed to Notre Dame. I have heard there's times where I think Brady was closest to deciding. There's been times when Noah was closer to deciding. So we'll see who wants to come first. But what I've been told is it's going to be a first come, first serve for a quarterback in this class. And so I think landing either one of them is going to be a very, very important piece of this puzzle. And we'll see which one pulls the trigger. And if Notre Dame is able to get one, but you get one, then all of a sudden the quarterback recruiting at Notre Dame is just completely changed. I've pointed out years where I thought Notre Dame had 4 years in a row where it was pretty good. I don't know that if they get Grubbs or Brady Hart, that previous year was as good as this. And I'm referring to 2011 when you got Everett Golson, 2012 you got Gunnar Kiel, 2013 you got Malik Zaire, 2014 you got DeShone Kizer. I think this run is better just from a standpoint of high school recruiting. If you get Noah Grubbs or Brady Hart, I think the Kenny Minchie, CJ Carr, Deuce Knight, and then whoever of the 26 kids you get, I think that's the best 4 year stretch they've had since I've been following Notre Dame. I think that's just an outstanding 4 year haul. And what it does is as I've said before, it increases your margin for error. You're going to have some misses on some of these guys aren't going to pan out. Somebody's going to transfer or get hurt or not be as good as you think. But when you recruit this well, year after year after year after year, you've greatly enhanced your chances that somebody's going to pan out and be really good. And that's what has me excited. And you go back to what we started the show on about closing the gap. It's players like Kenny Minchie and CJ Carr and Deuce Knight and both of Noah Grubbs and Brady Hart that are guys you get if you're trying to close the gap of quarterback. Individually, they're all gap closers. The fact that Notre Dame's been able to get them in back-to-back classes and hopefully can continue that in 2026 is impressive. And now it's just about, can you develop them? That's the final question. Can you finish this off when we get these guys, and can you develop them? That's going to be the key. Because here's the deal. We talk a lot about how receiver recruiting has got to get better. Y'all have to understand something. When you start recruiting quarterback the way that Notre Dame is, it's not going to take very long before receivers around the country start saying, Notre Dame keeps stocking up on quarterbacks every year. So whether it's CJ or Kenny or Deuce, I'm going to play with somebody can spin it. And that's when you start seeing receiver talent start coming in more and more and more. So between what I think Mike Denbrock's offense is going to look like this year, the type of quarterbacks that Notre Dame is now landing and hopefully can continue in 26, they haven't closed a deal yet. Got to close the deal. You're going to be in a situation now that alone is going to move the needle in a big way when it comes to receiver recruiting, to the point where you don't necessarily need Mike Brown to get better. You just need to evaluate, identify who you want, sick Chad on him, sick Denbrock on him. Mike Brown can do what you do, but I need you to coach him up at a high level. If the evaluation and the coaching from Mike Brown is elite, then I can let Chad Bowden and Mike Denbrock do more of the recruiting. Just make sure you're getting the right guys. But what's going to help a ton is what Gino Guiduli is doing recruiting quarterbacks. That's going to help a ton. And if they can do that, then it's going to be a fun ride, everybody. So that's going to do it for today's show. Went a lot longer than I anticipated, but you know, you start talking about closing the gap in quarterbacks, and you guys kind of had to know that it was going to go a little bit long. You kind of had to know that. Before we go, folks, hit that like button, hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell, share this podcast, give us a 5-star review. I would greatly appreciate it if you guys would continue to show your support by not only watching this show, but also listening to our podcast, downloading our podcast. You can find it on Apple, Spotify, any of your favorite podcast platforms. If you just check those, the way it works is we get credit every 60 seconds. If you listen to at least 60 seconds, we get credit for it and helps us grow. And of course, sign up from our message board at boards.irishbreakdown.com and show your support for what we're doing that way as well. So everybody have an awesome rest of your day.